Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah, and the topic is, O my son, establish prayer. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah who has illuminated the hearts of the worshippers with the prayer and made it the path to the success of the believers. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah alone, and we bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow him. To proceed, I advise you, servants of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. The Exalted has said, وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوهُ, and establish the prayer and fear him. O believers, our khutbah today is about the pillar of worship, the head of acts of obedience, and the choice of offering. It is the prayer, as-salah, that great obligation which was mentioned in about 70 places in the Quran, and the command for it, it came explicitly from our Lord, the Most Merciful, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish prayer. The prophets were keen to perform it, and they supplicated to Allah to enable their descendants to establish it. Here is Ibrahim, Khalilur Rahman, peace be upon him, calling upon his Lord, saying, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. My Lord, make me an establisher of prayer and many from my descendants. And here is the Prophet Ismail, peace be upon him, who used to enjoin on his people prayer. كَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. And there has come to you the story of Luqman, the wise, and his great counsel to his son. Ya bunayya aqimi s-salah, O my son, establish prayer. And here is the divine command and the lordly guidance descending upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from above the seven heavens, saying to him, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and enjoin prayer upon your family and be steadfast therein. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to obey this divine command, holding fast to it throughout his life until the final fragrant seal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testaments was as-salah, as-salah, the prayer, the prayer, repeating it in the final moments of his life as his soul was departing. What diligence is greater than the diligence of the prophets and the wise in advising their children about prayer? Do you not reach the peak of your happiness, O Father, when you see your child standing before his Lord in prayer, reciting the Quran, conversing with his Lord, prostrating and bowing, humble and submissive? How this sight pleases your eye and delights your heart. Is that better, or a child whom you find distracted from prayer and negligent in its duty? Are they equal in comparison? هل يستويان مثلا? So instill in your children, O servants of Allah, the love of prayer, so they may feel the sweetness of standing before Allah and reflect upon the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ, and the delight of my eyes was placed in prayer. Let them realize that prayer is not merely movements they perform with their bodies, nor a burden they cast off their shoulders. Rather, it is a rope connecting them to their Lord. the path to the tranquility of their hearts, the comfort of their souls, and the repose of their spirits. Have you not heard the words of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his muadhin Bilal, Ya Bilal, aqim as-salah, arihna biha, O Bilal, call the iqama for the prayer, give us rest with it. Prayer is not only a comfort for the soul, but it also instills in our children the values of cleanliness and attentiveness, attachment to mosques and equality, and good reflection on the afterlife. This is in addition to the activity, discipline, responsibility, perseverance, and seriousness in broadcasts in them. It distances them from negligence, carelessness, and heedlessness through their commitment to performing it and its appointed times, and their keenness to observe its timings in accordance with the words of Allah the Almighty. Inna as-salata kanat 'ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Indeed, prayer has been decreed upon the believers, a decree of specified times. When our children's hearts become attached to prayer and their souls blend with it, prayer becomes the pulse of their lives. They organize their activities around its timings, neither procrastinating nor delaying it. It is here that its impact becomes manifest in their behavior and their community. It is here that its impact becomes manifest in their behavior and their community. Their attendance at prayer teaches them unity for good and cooperation in righteousness, and it revives the bonds of affection among them. Thus, prayer becomes their key to success. When the call is raised, come to success, hayya ala al-falah, they answer it swiftly, responding to the command of the Lord of the worlds, hafidhu ala salawat, guard strictly the prayers. O worshippers, prayer enhances noble values and lofty morals in students. Through it, they regain their energy. Their minds become accustomed to concentration, and their souls enjoy tranquility. And Allah increases them in knowledge and success, guidance and achievement. Allah the Glorified said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful indeed are the believers who are humbly submissive in their prayer. O believers, the Ministry of Education has been keen to reinforce the status of prayer in the souls of our children, allocating time for the performance of the Dhuhr prayer in school prayer rooms. So, O teachers, encourage students to take maximum advantage of this pioneering national initiative. Teach them to perform their ablution perfectly, to be humble in their prayers, and to maintain them at all their appointed times, for that is better for them in their worldly life and their hereafter. Teach them the objectives and the status of prayer, its benefits and its rulings, and that they should supplicate frequently within it for themselves, their families, their nation, and their leadership. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O you who have believed, send blessings upon him and greet him with peace. O Allah, send your prayers, peace, and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad, upon his family, his companions, and those who follow them. O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and with all the noble companions. O Allah, increase our children in protection and guidance, success and care. And make us, O Allah, believers in you, worshippers of you, constant in our prayers and dutiful to our parents. And have mercy on them as they raised us when we were young. O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, preserve the United Arab Emirates with your protection. Care for it with your guardianship and surround it with your grace, O Lord of the worlds. O Allah, have mercy upon the Muslims, men and women, the living among them and the dead. O Allah, grant us rain and don't make us among the despondent. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. Servants of Allah, remember Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, and He will remember you. Be grateful to Him for His blessings, and He will increase you. I say this and I ask Allah's forgiveness for me and for you, so seek His forgiveness. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhatul Quran, Abu Dhabi.